بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، ما بعد. The life of a believer is full with the معرفة of Allah, the عبادة of Allah, the ذكر of Allah, remembrance of Allah تبارك وتعالى. And going through the months, starting the months of Dhul Hijjah, Dhul Qa'dah, we look into the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, the family of three. Allah ta'ala accepted for the deen of Allah, for the qurbani for the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala highlights in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam his submission, how he surrendered to the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that every moment of his life searching for Allah, looking for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to become the friend of Allah, to become the beloved of Allah. And every test of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam he passed. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reminds us in Quran Sharif, I remember the time when he is a Rabb, that is a Rabb of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, ابْتَلَى, tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala tested him, فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Allah declares that my Ibrahim passed every test, in our language, with flying colors, with excellence. He passed every test till Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala made him Khalilullah, the friend of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And what a friend of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, till today also in Palestine, the town's name Al-Khalil. Al-Khalil referring to Khalilullah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Even the manholes in the city of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, till today, we find the Arabic writing, Baladiyatul Khalil, municipality of Khalil alayhi salatu wasalam. That does not change till today. So the ingredients to become the friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah ta'ala wants, to become the friend of Allah. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah has declared in Quran Sharif that Allah is the wali. Allah is the friend of those that have iman. As Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say, it is as if Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has extended his hand out of friendship. I want to be your friend. I want to give you. I want to bless you. I want to help you. I want to bless you with my bounties and my ni'mats. And all the bounties and the ni'mats and those things that you need to enjoy your life, I have it in my treasury. And those things that I have by me, unlike the kings of this world, whatever they have in their own treasuries, they also muhtaj, in need of it. But the things that you need, I have by me and I don't need it. I want to give it to you. So Allah has already extended his hands of friendship. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. That Allah Ta'ala wants to be the friend of the believers. It is for you now to take hold of the hand of Allah, so to say, and surrender to the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whether in speech, qawlan sadida, whether it be in action, whether it be in a mindset, whether it be emotions, how Allah wants me to be. This is a dua we should be making also to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for hidayat every day. Ya Allah, grant me your guidance every step, every breath of my life. Ya Allah, you guide me. This is istikhara also. Ya Allah, I want your guidance. So for a believer, for his life to be in the remembrance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and a heart attached to the masjid. So his entire day Allah ta'ala has given him a syllabus, how to perform, how to carry himself out to become the friend of Allah. The hadith Qudsi, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, من عادى وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. That person who will cause harm to my friend. من عادى وليا. This word wali, we hear it commonly, wali is the singular, the plural, awliya. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun lahum al-bushra fi al-hayati ad-dunya wa fi al-akhirah. So Allah says, once you become my friend, man ada waliyan, the person who makes adawat, becomes the enemy, causes harm to my friend, Allah Ta'ala says, I declare war against him. When Allah Ta'ala declares war, Allah Ta'ala has the time and the place when it will happen. How many friends of Allah in the world, where they are, what friendship they have with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala,
how they resist temptation, and how they surrender to the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There are different ways that those that will exert themselves to get the friendship of Allah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. Those that will exert themselves, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا. Those that will exert themselves to become my friend, to get my love, to attract my attention. Many a time you go to the mashayikh, Hazrat make tawajjuh. Tawajjuh is from Allah. What is tawajjuh of the shaykh? They say, the way the shaykh makes dua, ya Allah, give him your muhabbat and love. The shaykh cannot do anything. He's also muhtaj of Allah. So whether he be a wali of Allah, friend of Allah, we go, make dua for me. They invoke the mercy of Allah. Ya Allah, give him what he wants. Give him your rahmat and your mercy. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, those that will cause harm to my friend, then I declare war against them. And my slave becomes closer to me and closer to me with his fara'is. Fulfill the fara'is of Allah, what Allah Ta'ala has made farz upon us, then we get closer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We came closer and nearer and nearer to Allah. Then the hadith of Qudsi continues, that my slave will adopt the nawafil, what you call nafils. And he continues adopting and performing nawafil, hatta kuntu sama'u alladhi yasma'u bihi. Then Allah says, he continues nawafil, until I become the ears he listens with, I become the eyes he looks with, I become the hands he touches and holds with, I become the feet with which he walks. Subhanallah. Muhaddiseen explain, what does this mean? That Allah said, I become his ears, I become his eyes, I become his feet, I become his hands. That now he's exerted himself to become my friend. Like Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. That Allah Ta'ala showed that when Ibrahim became my friend, then he'll be remembered till Qiyamah. Nowadays we celebrate celebrities, public holidays. This person has become very famous. The name is Tid after him. What about a statue for him? Have a public holiday for him. But the public holiday we celebrate, so to say, shops are closed because of certain personality. We don't even know him. We don't even know why it's a public holiday. He's forgotten. And people try to revive it. Street name also changed, certain celebrity. We don't even know who this person is. Can't pronounce his name also. But when he came to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, such a personality that every year we have to celebrate, commemorate, and remember. وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. That mentioned in the Kitab of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah declares, إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَدِيقًا نَبِيًّا. He was true to his word. When he said something, he did it. And he was my Nabi also. So whether it's the Muslims, whether it be the Jews, whether it be the Christians, so they all remember Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Because he surrendered, became the friend of Allah. How for myself to become the friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? The time is short. But in the same hadith, Qudsi, Allah ta'ala says, they adopt the nawafil. The nawafil for the day. Now for this salah we performed, 12-13 minutes after sunrise will be the time of Ishraq. Nafil. He who performs suraka salatul ishraq, when the sun rises, 12 minutes, 13 minutes after sunrise, then Nabi Ali salatu salam mentioned, just two rakat salah. Now it's hajj season. If only we all could go for hajj, Allah Ta'ala take us over and over again. Nabi Ali salatu salam mentioned, person performs two rakat salah. Two rakat salah and light rakats also. Allah will give him the reward of complete umrah and hajj. And to emphasize this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, tamma, tamma, tamma. Tam means complete, perfect reward of a hajj and umrah. Complete, sitting at home in this masjid, local masjid, just 12-13 minutes after sunrise, two rakat namaz, Allah gives him the reward as if he went to Baytullah and back. As if he tied his ihram, would labbaik, he went, performed umrah and hajj, and he came back in complete reward. Add two more rakats to that, make it four rakats, Allah will make our daily work easy for us. Come midday around 11 o'clock, then Salatul Duha, which we call Chas Namaz. They do two rakats, four rakats, Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq. The reward for that is the sadqah of every joint in the body. Here ulama say person has arthritis, got back problem, got a pinched nerve, whatever pain of the body, This is a salah for that. 2 rakat salah, 4 rakat salah, up to 12 rakats. And he wants to read more, he can read more also. Especially our mothers at home, grannies at home, they have time. They can sit on the chair also. For nafil namaz, person doesn't have to stand. They can sit down, the salah is valid. The reward will be half. So they are old, back is paining. They can sit down, salatul duha. Allah will ease the pain. And becoming the friend of Allah. And when a person becomes a friend of someone, then he wants to help him. So salatul duha we can perform. 2 rakats, 4 rakats. Person in his office also. They can face towards the qibla. Open the musalla. Perform 2 rakats, 4 rakats. Then salatul awabin. Awabin after maghrib salah. The ulama made it very easy also. We read 2 sunnats, then we can add on to that 2 nafil and 2 more. So 2 sunnats and 4 nafil, we got 6 rakats. Man salla sitta rak'atin ba'd al-fariida. The person will perform 6 rakats after the farz namaz. So start a pack, ulama say, read your 2 sunnat, add 2 more nafil, another 2 nafil, make it 6. But the ideal thing, 2 sunnat separate, and then 6 rakats thereafter. The reward for that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned more or less, Allah will bless him and grant him the reward of 12 years of nafil ibadat. 12 years ahead, Allah is giving him the reward. Another riwayat, Allah will forgive 50 years sins of his. Just 6 rakats only. And my 6 rakats, we know how short it is. Inna atina qul huwa Allah. But we read it still. Allah will give the reward. But that understanding, through all this nawafil, I'm getting closer to Allah. And salatul tahajjud, the easiest. Whatever salah is performed after the farz of Isha, فَهُوَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. It's part of tahajjud namaz. So in the masjid, with wuzu, the company of the malaika and angels, 2 rakat nafil namaz, 4 rakat nafil namaz after Isha, 17 rakats Isha, as we learned in Maktab also. And I asked myself, when's the last time I read 17 rakats? So 17 rakats, or at least 2 rakats before the farz, then 2 rakats after Isha, I've got 2 there. Then 2 nafil, then 3 witr, then 2 nafil. That we can read sitting down also is sunnat. We can stand, we can sit. I've got my 4 rakats. It came in all those 17 rakats. I got my part of my tahajjud. Then wake up in the morning, 3:30, 4 o'clock, 4:30, 2 more rakats, 4 more rakats. And the reward for that, Allah forgives all the person's sins. Da'bu salihin. This is the habit and the way of the pious people. The word used in the riwayat, salihin. Da'bu salihin. When a person's name comes in the register of the salihin and the pious, then he becomes a very special person to Allah, and the entire ummah makes dua for him. Because his name is in the salihin. How they make dua for him? التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. Every person reading التحيات is making dua, Allah send your salamat and peace upon your صالحين and pious servants. Ya Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say that even the certain friend of Musalli who has a court case against you, whatever misunderstanding, but you in the register of the Saliheen, even he has still make dua for you. Although he's taking you to court, but he has to make dua for you still. Because you're in the register of the pious people. So it's a habit, the way of the pious. Gunas are forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him nur in his heart of taqwa. So just these nawafir in a day, from ishraq to chast, salatul duha, salatul awabin, 6 rakats, then our tahajjud namaz, coming back to the hadith, say, Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, you become my friend. This one, nafil, you became my friend, I become your eyes, I become your ears, I become your hands. Very quickly, 2 interpretations of what it means. It means that once a person comes up to the nawafil after the faraiz, then even he wants to go towards haram. The nafs is there, but now he become the friend of Allah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will block him. Allah will take him towards halal only. Haram avenue, haram food, Allah will block him somehow. His eyes will be protected, his heart will be protected, his hands, his feet protected. That's one interpretation. The second interpretation, Ulama explain, whatever he touches will turn to gold. As we say, it'll turn to gold. Allah says, I become your ears, I become your hands, I become your feet. One example, one of the brothers mentioned, I went to China for the show to buy something for my business. In front of me there was a group of businessmen who were doing the same business what I was doing. And they walked past all these stalls, whatever the show is. And when I passed the stalls, I noticed certain items there which will go very fast back home, but they didn't see it. So I was surprised, astute businessmen. But they didn't see those products. And I knew this was, I could make a deal on this. So because knowing the person, it was mentioned to him, it wasn't you. It's because of your ishraq every day. It's because of your awabin every day. Allah Ta'ala will show you. To the extent ulama say, that because of his nawafil, Allah Ta'ala will make his such, his business will be so successful, that even he make a profit on dead stock also. Why? Because of nafil, he's become the friend of Allah. Allah wants to keep him close. Allah will open dunya for him to free him, quickly make it and come back. Not make it and stay there. Allah will open it for him because I enjoy you being with me in my company. So Allah will make his dunya easy also. That now because of your nawafil, sitting in the house of Allah, I want to keep you in my home. You've become my friend. And in this way, he becomes the friend of Allah, the beloved of Allah. Like Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, and what Allah Ta'ala gave him, leave the gold of the world, Allah gave him zamzam, which the whole world is drinking till today. Allah Ta'ala gave us the faith to understand, inshaAllah, subhanAllah.